victory today. Victory is mine. Yeah, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. And I told Satan to get thee behind, 'cause the victory today is mine. See, the joy is mine, yeah. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine. 'Cause I told Satan to get thee behind, because joy today is mine. I said that love is mine. I said that love is mine. Love today is mine. And I told Satan to get thee behind, because your love today is mine. Declare victory today. Declare victory is mine. Say, victory is mine. Victory today is mine. And I told Satan to get thee behind. I told Satan, you better get thee behind, because victory today is mine. Come on, give the Lord some praise, because victory is mine today. Hallelujah. Because he lives, oh, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because we know, oh, he holds the future, and life is worth living just because he lives. God sent his son, they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to vow pardon, and the empty grave is there to prove our Savior lives. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because we know, oh, he holds the future, and the life is worth the living just because he lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days, because he lives. because he lives, we can face tomorrow because he lives. All fear is gone because he knows he holds the future. And life is worth living just because he lives. And then one day I'll cross the river. I'll fight life fast. No war with pain. And then as death gives way to victory, I'll see the light of glory and I'll know he lives. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because we know, oh, he holds the future. And life is worth living just because he lives. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Hallelujah. 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 You have won the victory. Come on, lift your hands and say hallelujah. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me. Come on, say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that's the highest praise. You have won the victory. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me, cause death could not hold you down. Oh, Lord, you are the risen King, yeah, you're seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Oh, say death could not hold you down. You are the risen King. Yeah, you're seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King. Yeah, you're seated in majesty. Say you are the risen King. Say it one more time. Say death could not hold you down. You are the risen King. You're seated in majesty. Cause you are the risen King. Hallelujah, you have won the victory. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King. You're seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and lift your hands up and give the Lord some worship this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Host, are you there?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Psalmist Roslyn. We so appreciate you for the time of worship and song. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Psalmist Roslyn. And thank you, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting us this morning and opening up the Master's Call this morning. And again, I am Prophet Kai, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom's greetings. This call was started on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And of course, we know that this call was based on scripture, and that scripture reference was Psalms 88:13. But to you, I cry out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we start this call in prayer, we end this call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. And we know when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that mission is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin our day. And we also have a mission statement, and that mission, I'm sorry, we also have a theme for the year, and that theme is in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all that he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. And God gave us, and you know, God, we have a website for the Master's Call, and that is themasterscall.net. I'll repeat that. That's themasterscall.net. And all the messages have been archived and recorded since the foundation of the call. There you can also see the speaker's bio. If you are feeling led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as a psalmist, as a host, or if you feel that the Lord has given you a word for such time as this, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. On Fridays, we take your prayer request and your praise report live on the second half of our call. What brought us together was a phenomenal company called Artist International, which is now known as Artist Life, and the Des De Leon family over 30 years ago. Immediately following this call is the morning motivational call, and that number is 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617#. Again, that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617#. If you're being charged, to avoid that charge, there is a bypass number, and that is 716-293-9707. Follow the prompt. Today is Presidential Tuesday. Now, I am going to get out of the way so that our mouthpiece with the message straight from the throne room can come forward and bless our socks off. Today's speaker truly needs no introduction. However, we're going to give you a few brief facts about her. She is none other than one of our very own co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr. Vanessa is a woman after God's own heart. She is an associate pastor at The Mount in Hempstead, Texas. She graduated from Oral Roberts University. She is the co-founder of the Master's Call and an Artist Life distributor. She is my mentor, and I will now present to some and introduce to others Dr. Vanessa after a brief prayer. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we come before you today asking you to touch this woman of God, to speak through her vocal cords, Father, that which you desire your people to hear, Father. You know exactly what we need in this time, Lord. So we ask you right now to just continue to use Dr. Vanessa as you see fit, Lord, to speak to your people. Lord, we know that you have prepared a word for such a time as this, and we thank you for preparing it through this woman of God. Lord, we love you, we glorify you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Dr. Vanessa, the floor is yours.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, our host. I definitely love and appreciate Prophet Kai Brown there in San Antonio. Thank you for setting the atmosphere with that prophetic prayer. And we also want to send out a celebration of thanks to our minister, Keisha, for greeting and seating each and every one of us there in Cincinnati this morning on this Triumphant Tuesday. We thank also our dear minister, Rosalyn, for giving us that time of worship in song. And I want to acknowledge also our co-founder, Dr. Pecola Roberts, also on the line this morning. And to our entire Master's Call family, we so sincerely appreciate each and every one of you as we are stepping out by faith. We are starting, Pecola said of a shout out, another quarterly fast, but even more so, we're still in the midst of celebration of this being Black Women's History Month. And of course, I want to give you a little history about another contemporary woman of God, because we do stand on the shoulders of those who sacrifice so much. I always used to give you a lot of inventions because of my engineering background. But yesterday I told you about Felicia Rashad and the arts. And we're going to stay with another woman of God who is a living contemporary legend. And that's Alanche Stevenson. Alanche, she spells it L-L-A-N-C-H-I-E, Stevenson. And who was she? The first African-American woman to dance for you New York folks for the Radio City Music Hall Ballet Company and also the National Ballet of Washington, D.C. She had a very interesting life, and I'm just going to briefly tell us about it before we get into the word. She was born Rosemary Lanche Stevenson. Now she goes by the name of Amina. A-M-I-N-A-H-L, Hamad. And a little bit about her, again, as I said, she was the first African-American female dancer at the National Ballet of Washington and an original company member and former principal dancer with the Dance Theater of Harlem. She retired from dancing upon her conversion to Islam. So let's hear a little bit about her story. After she graduated from LaGuardia High School in California, when she was only 17 years old, she was escorted to a class by a family member to an Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. She was noticed by Alvin Ailey himself, and he invited her to join the professional company. So she toured with Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater as a modern dancer. But she kept her ballet and her point training upon Alvin Ailey's insistence. Now, Ailey encouraged Stevenson to audition for the ballet company at Radio City Hall. She auditioned and was told to work on her foyers and to come back in 2 weeks. Well, she did audition again and was accepted. And then she joined, again, the Radio City Music Hall Ballet Company as its first African-American dancer. Now, due to her race, original roles were created for her, as there weren't many roles within classical ballets that were traditionally for black dancers. So she then left Radio City Music Hall, and she auditioned to be a student at the School of American Ballet with hopes of joining the New York City Ballet, where she was accepted and received a scholarship to study at the school. She was a student at the School of American Ballet for 2 years, but was not offered a position in the company despite many of her classmates joining. So she asked George Balanchine, who was the director of the School of American Ballet and the New York City Ballet, what were her real prospects for dancing professionally. Well, he expressed that although Arthur Mitchell, an African-American male dancer, was dancing with New York City Ballet, the company was just not ready to have a woman of color, stating that a black woman would, quote, break the corpse line, C-O-R-P-S line, end quote. Well, Stevenson later auditioned for Frederick Franklin's National Ballet of Washington and was accepted as a member of the Corps de Ballet. She was the only African-American dancer in the company at the time she joined. Now, after dancing in the Corps at the National Ballet of Washington for a few years, she was again contacted by Arthur Mitchell, who had retired from dancing with the New York Ballet and founded the Dance Theater of Harlem, to join his company. And she joined there as a founding member and was the company's first principal dancer. She danced many principal roles at the Dance Theater of Harlem, including one of the lead roles in a Concerto Barocco. She toured with the company and even performed at Jacob's Pillow Dance. Now, while at the Dance Theater of Harlem, Stevenson wore brown tights over her pink tights. This paved the way for ballet dancers of color to start wearing brown tights and pointed shoes, breaking from the tradition of pink tights and shoes. In other words, women of color, black women of color, had to always wear pink tights as to not distract people that they were black. And so she was finally the first one to wear her skin tone tights. Wow. Stevenson began feeling discouraged about after she stopped being cast in roles she wanted at the Dance Theater of Harlem, despite, even though she was the principal dancer, believing the cause to be her weight. She began reading the book How to Eat to Live by Elijah Muhammad to help her lose weight and was inspired by the book's messages about Islam. She lost weight and began receiving desired roles at the Dance Theater of Harlem. Now, after reading about Allah in Muhammad's book, she decided to attend the Nation of Islam's meetings. She identified with many teachings and practices of the Nation of Islam, and she officially converted from Christianity to Islam, changing her name to Amina. She and her husband practiced Islam through the Nation of Islam, but later left the nation and joined mainstream Islam. And due to their Islamic tradition, teachings forbidding women to perform in front of men, to perform in public, and dancing uncovered, Stevenson decided to retire from ballet. And after retiring, she taught ballet and gymnastics to Muslim girls with the focus on discipline and physical health, not with the intention of pre-professional training. And so she broke color lines and broke tradition lines, and now she lives in New York and just teaches young girls how to dance. And our last person, 1982, Deborah Austin, she became the first African-American woman to become a principal at a major American ballet company. All righty, well, let's talk about what the Lord is saying to us this morning. I laugh because our dear Prophet Kai has been in the midst of a series, Count It All Joy. So we're going to count a lot of things all joy this week because that is the title of the message series that I'm also in, entitled Count It All Joy. But it's the challenge of commitment, Count It All Joy, the challenge of commitment. In previous times we were together, we came from, yes, my favorite book of the Bible, James, and we read James 1, verses 2-4 that tell us to consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces, NIV says, perseverance, and the King James says patience. And we talked about what does patience look like, especially while we're in the midst of this pandemic. And we read and studied what did it say in 2 Chronicles 7, and we honed in on that 14th verse that we all know. And we talked about, remember, the four ifs that we see in that 14th verse was first, if my people humble themselves. And then secondly, we talked about when we pray, not a monologue, but a dialogue. And then thirdly, to seek my face. Most times in our prayer, we're saying, seek my hand, but he's challenging us about seeking his face. And then fourthly, then he made a promise that when we turn from our wicked ways and sincerely repent, then he made us the promise that he'd hear from heaven and forgive our sins, and he would heal this land. And we talked about the fact that God's word is real, and Hebrews 13:8 tells us he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we have to learn to count it all joy. And we talked last time about from pain. And one thing the world promises all of us is that we'll experience some kind of pain. And we talked about some pain is physical. And he has promised us the Jehovah Rapha. And we quoted 1 Peter 2:24 about by his stripes that we are all healed. And we talked about emotional pain. And we spent time there because a lot of America is just straight up depressed because we still are in the residue, in the arena of this pandemic. And it has caused a lot of lifestyle changes that we may never go back. And this is a new normal. And emotionally for many, it's been very difficult. And many have been on that border of depression. And it'll seep in and cause sustained emotional pain when we don't count it all joy. We talked about how depression ranks among the top three workplace issues in the United States, and how most depression, agreed upon by most psychologists, comes from bitterness and unrepressed anger. And when we won't release the hurt, release the injustice, I mean, every day we look on our news and we're seeing just boatloads of injustice, and we're questioning God, let's be honest, and we know to trust, and we are learning how to count it all joy in the midst of, but it still can appear and be an extremely painful situation. And we talked about how we're all experiencing pain from the intense spiritual warfare. We talked about from Ephesians 6, verses 10-14, which we all know that there's so much rumbling going on in the realm of the spirit that even the unsaved understand that everywhere they look, it appears to be in a state of turmoil, confusion, and chaos. And that Ephesians 6 that Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. And so many times we have to remind ourselves that verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Stop getting mad at people. Get mad at the principalities that possess the people. Many times we get mad at the person, but we don't get mad at the dark demonic power that is possessing them. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Where therefore take unto you the whole armor. We cannot be spiritual streakers. Get dressed every day so that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. and having done all to stand. And yes, count it all joy. Don't waste time getting mad at the person. Get mad at the spirit of jealousy that's coming out of that person. Don't waste time getting mad at the person. Get mad at that spirit of unrighteous anger when they just shoot innocent people and just do cray-cray things. Don't get mad at the person. Get mad at the spirit of insecurity, the spirit of greed and lasciviousness. Don't get mad. You're wasting time getting mad at the person. Get mad at that spirit of deception, denial, delusion. Get mad at those Jezebel spirits that are running rampant of manipulation, intimidation, and control. We have to get mad at any spirit which is unholy, ungodly, and unclean. Then, as God's children, armed with the word of God, then we'll do as Paul told Timothy, we'll fight the good fight of faith. How can you call it a good fight, Dr. V? Because I've read the back of the book and I know we win. We win if we don't grow weary in well-doing. So we have to remember this is a spiritual battle more than it is a natural one. Remember, our spirits will live forever somewhere. We just have on earth suits on this side of glory. But the reason we press and share the good news of salvation is that the spiritual will long outlive these earth suits of this temporary situation. Or remember to count it all joy. As believers, we must choose joy and persevere through to the finish. So many of us do not persevere in the midst of a test or a trial. Yes, it will be hard, but remember, corporate America power drill this one into me. Quitters never win, and winners never quit. Quitters never win, and winners, they never quit. In 2 Timothy 2, in those verses 1 through 6, you know when he was encouraging Timothy from that prison in Rome, he said, "You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, and trust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others." And you know the King James says, "Endure hardness as a good soldier. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier." Oh, some of us want to be MIA, go AWOL. You can't. We have to learn to persevere. We must be determined to put our big girl panties on, our big boy bloomers on, and say, "I will not be moved." Many of us have made New Year's resolutions, and some of us didn't make it out of January. And Lord have mercy, how we hanging in there in this April month. See, thank God his mercies are new every morning. So today, let's make a decision. Today, let us recommit to his word. Today, let us commit to do his will in every area of our lives. Today, let us invite in and sincerely obey his instructions for our lives in this season. Come on, what's our theme? Immediate obedience is what requires out of us to do in 2022. Oh, today we ask you, Holy Spirit, to help us press past the pain. Today, we commit to persevere with power, to believe in the promises of God that they are truly yea and amen. Today we ask God to stir up the gifts of God inside of us, as God reminds us in that 1 John 4:4-6. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. You know how the King James says, "Be ye God, little children, you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." So yes, There'll be hiccups from hell. Yes, the devil will hurl those fiery darts at you, your dreams, your desires. Yes, the devil does not fight fair. But have a mindset, have a mentality from heaven that God made us some promises, and quitters never win, and winners never quit. So even with the tears streaming down your face, down my face regularly, I'll say, devil, you're a lie. I will not give up. I will not give out. I'm going to hold on to the horns of the altar. You made me some promises, God, and you're a God that cannot lie. I'm all off my notes. Holy Spirit, you have made some promises in me, so stand up big inside of me. So I'm really confessing. I'm really prophesying to the heavens that greater is he, the Holy Ghost, all of heaven backing me up, than anything the devil can come at me with. We got to see ourselves as the overcomers that we are. I'm talking to your spirits this morning because there's some of you all who barely climbed on this line saying, Lord, if I don't hear from heaven today, Lord, if one more thing goes wrong, Lord, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. But oh, a God is a God that is an overcoming God that made us a promise in that Revelation 12:11, that we are all overcomers by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and we testify to the heavens, and we notify all of hell that we are winners, we are Jehovah Nisi, victorious in Christ Jesus. So stand up, my brothers, stand up, my sisters, and say, I'm going to press on. You know how the old saint said it, I'm going to run on and see what the end's going to be, because his word says we win. Count it all joy. That's our challenge of commitment. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Kai, Prophet Kai.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for that on-time word. I will be calling you back for the benediction. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for this amazing woman of God. Father God, you know the desires of her heart, and we ask that you do the exceeding and abundant more than she can hope or ask according to the power that worketh in her. Father God, we ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around our Dr. Pacola and the Des De Leon family and artist life. Father, you know that sickness and disease are a name, and they must bow down to the name of Jesus. We ask right now that you continue to touch the TMC family, Father. You know every need, spoken and unspoken, and we ask right now that you meet it according to that which your word says, O Lord. Father, we know that you are working it out for our good and your glory. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask right now that you continue to touch Bailey, O Heavenly Father. You know what he stands in need of, Lord, and we know that you have already worked it out. Father, we love you, we adore you, and we call it done in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. If you want to hear the playback of that message, count it all joy. You can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. Again, we invite you to join the morning motivational call immediately following this call. That number is 667-770-1525. The access code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 667-770-1525, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. And today is Presidential Tuesday. Again, we are starting today our 10-day corporate quarterly fast. You can get with Dr. Pacola to get your prayer partners. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you, Psalmist Rosalind, for this time of worship this morning. Thank you, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting us this morning, and our guests on the line. And again,
to our amazing Dr. Vanessa. We are so thankful for that on-time and powerful message this morning. Will you please come back and give us our benediction?
Thank you, woman of God. I want to again encourage everyone to go on over to the MMC today. It's going to be a big special day on Presidential Tuesday with our dear Executive President Candy Mosley and Director Claudette Brown talking about retail, recruit, and retain. There are no surprises in MLN, so encouraging everyone to go on to that MMC call. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord God. We love you. We do count it all joy in every area of our life. In spite of it all, we're trusting you. So as we leave this call, but never your presence, let this word rise up big in our heart that we choose joy. We choose to laugh at the devices of the enemy and have the peace that surpasses all understanding, for we know the victory is ours. So go out with us today, Lord. Guide us as you provide for us, as you protect us, as you instruct us. And we will, with everything we do and say, give you and you alone all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome, triumphal Tuesday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.